With the first pick of the 2025 MLB draft, the Washington Nationals select Eli Willits, a shortstop from Fort Cobb Broxton High School in Fort Cobb, Oklahoma.
So the Nats made, I guess, somewhat of a surprise pick at number one overall in last night's Major League Baseball draft. 17-year-old Eli Willits, a high school shortstop from Oklahoma, was the pick. Cheaper than some of the other options, like Ethan Holliday and Cade Anderson. Was that the reason they selected Eli Willits? Bobby Blanco from Masson will jump on with us at 11 a.m. to do all of the Nats draft discussion on the show today. The Nats, by the way, lost again to the Brewers, 8-1. That's four losses heading into the All-Star break, eight of their last nine. They sit currently at 38-58 with a negative 102 run differential. They stink. Good morning, everybody. Happy Bastille Day. Yeah, July 14th, I believe it was 1789, the storming of the Bastille. I happen to have been in Paris one year during this particular holiday. It was pretty fun. There was also a big soccer game going on in the Euro that year. I remember that very much. My kids were very young. We are going to talk definitely on the show, not about that, but we are going to talk about this ESPN quarterback rankings list. These are coaches, front office execs, and scouts ranking the quarterbacks in the NFL. And guess what? Our guy was put in his proper spot. That is coming up on the show today. Tonight is the Home Run Derby, so I will definitely pay attention to it. I don't usually, but with James Wood in it, let's see how far he can go. And then tomorrow night, of course, the Nats will have two all-stars in the game, both Wood and Mackenzie Gore. This from Tan to open up the show. Kevin, you were right about Trey Johnson. The kid can't miss. The Wizards finally have their superstar. Tan, you can't be serious. Seriously. They're playing summer league basketball against a lot of players, in fact, the majority of players that they're playing against and playing with, likely won't be in the league ever, let alone just for a season or two. Look, the Wizards are playing a lot of players on their summer league team that are going to be on their NBA roster next year because they're young and all of these players are 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. And yes, Trey Johnson's gotten off to a very good start. He had 21 in their win last night over Brooklyn. He was 7 of 11 from the floor, 2 of 6 from behind the arc. In the game on Friday night, did you see the pass off the defender and then the score? He was 2 for 6 from behind the arc. I think I just mentioned that. 5 for 8 on free throws. That's actually not great for him. He is a very, very good free throw shooter. But he looked good. So did Alex Saar. He had 16-12 in the game and 8 block shots in the summer league game. But guys, Will Riley played well too, their other first-round pick. He was 5 of 6 from the floor, 3 of 4 from behind the arc. I really like Will Riley's potential. He had 16. Kyshawn George, Bub Carrington, and Alex Saar all played. A.J. Johnson played from last year's team. I said this during the season last year, very much from the perspective of not having watched nearly as much Wizards as I typically do. But I thought George was really impressive of all of their young guys. Not saying that I thought George would end up being the star, and he didn't, I guess, shoot it well last night. He was 4 for 16, 1 for 8. That's not the Alex Saar performance. Remember last year from Summer League when he went 0 for 15 in a game? But I like George a lot, and then I am a big fan of Trey Johnson and a big fan of Will Riley. But Tan, this stuff doesn't matter. It's like NFL preseason. It doesn't matter. You cannot get sucked into anything that you're watching now. These are players, the significant majority of whom will not be playing in the league, let alone even be on rosters. I mean, not playing in games, let alone even be on rosters. By the way, the guy that, and I watched a little bit of the game last night. I do have to mention that I got sucked into quarterback this weekend, Max.
I got through it. I'm glad you finally joined us.
Yeah. Really, really good.
Very good.
God, Netflix does it so well.
They do a good job.
But I did turn on the game a little bit last night because I actually wanted to see the guy, Yegor Damon, the kid from BYU that went high, and I really liked, and I thought maybe the Wizards would have a chance with their second pick. He looked pretty good. He's going to be – it's going to take some time for him. He's like a 6'9" point guard. He's got to get physically stronger. For the NBA level, but I think he's got a lot of future. But Tan, I'm glad you're excited. I do not think this Wizards team upcoming this year will win more than 24 or 25 games. I actually haven't seen an over-under number on it, but I know that Cam Whitmore's addition and, you know, having CJ McCollum and you know, a couple of the other veterans, people are like, wow, we got to be careful. We might make the play-in game. I doubt that will happen. I really doubt that will happen. I also wanted to read this because, and I did this on my podcast on Friday because I got this after the show on Friday, but I wanted to read this because it was fair criticism. It was from a devoted listener. Kevin, I think the part, and it's titled, by the way, Listeners Upset About Your New Stance on the Name. And a devoted listener writes, I think the part of what you've been saying the last 2 days, and this is last week, that is primarily responsible for upsetting listeners is the, and he puts in quotations, stop digging comment that I just heard you repeat. There are a couple of problems with this statement. First, as always in life, did the virtue signalers who pretended to be offended by the name and lobbied for decades for it to be discarded, did they stop digging? I am about 3 to 4 years older than you are. I remember 3 separate huge attempts by outsiders to make the team name change. The first one was diffused by Jack Kent Cook when he hired a Native American woman to sing the national anthem at the stadium. It's funny, I don't remember that. I do not remember that. Secondly, the absence of the name is a constant reminder that the team was forced to cave to outsiders with an agenda who don't care about the team and put those interests above the interest of fans like us who have supported the team our whole lives. That reminder, which is like a thumb in our eye, needs to go away. So this was the first part of this. I appreciate, and I actually thought, when I use the description, stop digging, like it's gone. You're just digging deeper and deeper, and you're never going to get out of this hole. They're not going back to the old name. And I do recall saying it a couple of times last week and actually feeling like it was a bit too far. Because I agree with you, a devoted listener. I agree with you. I don't want those of you who still believe that Redskins, the old name, isn't dead. I don't want anybody to stop fighting for it. I really don't. Sabah, that goes for you too. She is certainly a battler, no doubt. And she just doesn't feel about the team. And I know so many people that just don't feel it for the team because of the loss of the name. I mean, that's a lot of people. Trust me on that. We've talked many times about that. I don't want you people to stop fighting for it. I feel that, you know, that hurt and then the associated passion to try to get it back. And I know that there's some thought that 2025 is completely different than 2020 in personality, in environment, in tone, in things that are going on, you know, culturally, and that maybe there's a chance. And stop digging, when I said that, you know, literally that means stop digging, the hole's getting deeper and deeper, and you're further away from getting out of it. Well, the truth is on this, the hole can't get any deeper. It's as deep as it's going to get. So dig all you want. I think for me, what I believe to be the truth is that the league is not going to allow Josh Harris and company to go back to a controversy that is detrimental to the league from a business standpoint. You know, they dealt with it for 30-plus years because it was there, and they weren't going to get rid of it. But it's not there now. So to bring it back and to bring that controversy back is really a hard sell. You know, for 30-plus years, it may not have been the number one list of, you know, controversies or annoyances on the list that the league had to deal with, but it was always on the list. Some years less, you know, in terms of the noise, less noisy than others. But I just know that going back to the days of needing to explain that one of their 32 entities has a name that, yes, the dictionary defines in some cases as racist or insensitive, is a complete non-starter for them. Complete. And trust me, I know that the definition may not be accurate. And by the way, it's not defined that way in every single dictionary. You know, I did this several months ago where I found multiple dictionaries that didn't use the word insensitive, didn't use the word racist in the definition of Redskin. But there are some that do. All right. So that's the, you know, so-called mic drop, and has been for the other side. Of course, those of us that have, you know, spent a lot of time, and really you don't need to spend too much time, but if you've spent any level of time, you know, thinking about this from both sides, you understand how complex this conversation is, how debatable it is. And for so many years, the other side didn't want to debate. They just took that dictionary definition, dropped the mic, and said the conversation's over. And it just was very limited in reaction. And I think part of it was because they understood that this was more complex. And once they delved into the debate over the name, it got tricky for them. You know, it got tricky for them with the 2004 Annenberg poll. It got tricky for them with the 2016 Post poll. You know, for 12 years, they said that poll's too old. The 2004 poll, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Things have changed, really. 2016, here comes the Washington Post dropping an absolute bomb on the anti-namers. 90% said not an issue of Native Americans. And, you know, the definition of Redskin for years has been debated, going back to the very beginning. What did it really mean? Well, we do know this. For the last 50 to 75 years, 75 really almost 75 years for sure, the name has meant the football team that plays in Washington, D.C. And Redskin is a player who plays for the football team who plays in Washington, D.C. It doesn't, for a half century, three quarters of a century, it has not meant anything having to do with Native Americans in normal conversation. But beyond that, look, I hear you, a devoted listener. Stop digging was condescending on my part. It was also not the way I really feel, because I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to feel that way. I just have a different view now. I have moved on, understanding that, look, nothing's ever a 100% certainty. Things change, as we know. But as of now, there's no chance. And by the way, I don't know that Josh Harris and Mitchell Rales, if the league was open to it, wouldn't go after it. But I don't think they want to bring back that controversy. People used to argue with me all the time. People who couldn't stand the name and wanted it to be dropped would say, would you ever start a business and pick Redskins as the name? Would you ever start an expansion team with the name Redskins? And I said, no, of course I wouldn't. But that's not the debate here. We're not starting an expansion team. This is an 85-year-old brand that has a massive customer following and loyalty and attachment. We're not talking about a new business. I would never start a new business or a new team and put a name out there that was controversial even if it was unjustifiably controversial. But look, many of us would like the league and the team to say, so what to the $26 billion worth of league partners, networks, and, you know, consumer goods companies. We know that CBS, NBC, you know, Netflix, Fox, you know, Amazon, Pepsi, Anheuser-Busch, you know, P&G, the list goes on and on. The $26 billion worth of league, you know, providers and partners, it would be nice if they, you know, had the stones to say, stand down. This is not, this should not be as controversial as you think it is. And oh, by the way, it's good for us and it's good for the team in Washington. But they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. There are too many people who are conveniently offended, or even worse, in the business of being offended. So they're just not going to deal with that anymore. If the name were still here, it wouldn't be on the way out. But the fact that it did leave us in 2020, I just don't think it's coming back. You know, I just don't. It doesn't matter what Native Americans feel en masse. It doesn't matter what many of us feel. And some of you are going to say, stay the course and keep the controversy alive and keep pushing. And I'm all for it. So my stop digging from last week, I take that back. Keep digging, keep going after it, keep being passionate. I can't spend a lot of my free time or even professional time on it because my belief is it's gone and it's never coming back. I still think, by the way, it doesn't change my mind, that I think they made a mistake by keeping Commanders. I think the home run that was available to be swung on and hit out of the park was Washington football team, old uniforms, which we saw last week, logo back, Washington's the brand, we call them Skins, call it a day. But they decided to keep Commanders, and you know they've got a lot more information than I do. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got to get to this list of quarterbacks, execs, front office execs, scouts, coaches. This is the annual ESPN list, position by position group, ranking the top 10, then the honorable mentions, and then the others receiving votes. Guess where Jaden landed on this list? I'll tell you next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.